Famous for their iconic Humboldt fog, inspired by the misty Humboldt County coastline, Cypress Grove has been a cornerstone of American cheese for over 40 years. Their range of fresh, soft-ripened, and aged goat cheeses promises an unforgettable experience. Proudly crafted in Arcata, California, where the redwoods meet the Pacific Ocean, Cypress Grove cheeses are available nationwide at specialty retailers. Discover their cheeses, serving tips, and even order online at cypressgrovecheese.com. Perfect for any occasion or as a gift. There's nothing like that Humboldt fog feeling.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Today FM. The Last Word on business.
With Forvis Mazars, your professional services partner. Visit forvismazars.com/IE to find out more.
Ian Guider's away, but we're joined by Sarah McGuinness, Assistant News Editor with the Business Post, for our daily business update. And Sarah, can you update us, please, on where things stand in the Aer Lingus industrial dispute?
Hi, Matt. Yeah, of course. So there wasn't too much movement today in this row between Aer Lingus and IALPA, the union which is representing its pilots. But the carrier did say that a further 25 flights are going to be cancelled on the 15th and the 16th of July, which brings the total number of cancelled flights in the last 10 days to a week to 573, which is a huge amount. And they have urged passengers to check their travel advisory page to check if their flight is impacted. But more kind of concern, what the more concerning thing is, they've warned that more cancellations are likely to come in the morning, which for anyone preparing to go on holiday and is flying with Aer Lingus is not a great sign. Meanwhile, there hasn't been too much out of IALPA today. So as I'm sure your listeners will be aware, the Labour Court on Monday recommended a 17.5% increase for its members. For IALPA pilots with Aer Lingus. Aer Lingus that evening accepted the proposal. IALPA went back yesterday and they asked for a clarification on the wording of proposals on structural changes to pay scales. So it's understood that they got those clarifications this afternoon and that those are set to determine their decision on whether their pilots should vote to accept or reject the recommendation from the Labour Court.
Well, so hopefully that might happen this evening, which might then allow a settlement tomorrow morning, which means there won't be any more cancellations.
Well, that's the hope indeed, yeah. So there's kind of whisperings that there might be some white smoke from the union this evening. But even at that, it's still going to be a long process before anything is agreed, because the union then will have to hold information sessions with its members, which could take up to about 5 days so that they are informed on how to vote. And then the ballot itself could take up to 3 days. But the hope is that, you know, a kind of verdict from IALPA will put an end to the cancellations impacting customers.
As interest rates have started to drop, are Irish mortgage purchasers, as in people who take out new mortgages, opting away from the fixed rate mortgages and switching to variables?
Yeah, well, that's the finding from a new central bank data set that came out today. So the Irish Times is reporting that the number of consumers looking for fixed rate options is down month on month and annually, with consumers possibly waiting it out to see if European Central Bank interest rates drop and that they might get a better bargain then. So of the mortgages, the mortgage contracts agreed last month, 66% of those were fixed rate products. Now that's down from 70% in April, but down on 86% last May. It is worth noting that in 2014, 10% of mortgage products were fixed rate. So, you know, there's obviously been a very kind of drastic move towards consumers were very stringently advised to kind of lock into a fixed rate mortgage over the last 18 months while interest rates were rising and staying consistently high. Now that the ECB has kind of cut interest rates once, maybe consumers are hoping that they're going to keep going, but that's not really guaranteed. The ECB don't have to do that. And it's likely that the ECB will actually be a bit more cautious this time around than they were in June, because their counterparts in the UK and America, so the Bank of England and the Federal Reserve, haven't chosen to cut interest rates. They said, we're not really too comfortable with how the inflationary picture is looking right now, and we're going to stay high for the minute. So the ECB are due to meet next week, and it's really not a given that they're going to move again. If they do, it will be that same 0.25% cut. And then it will be a while before, you know, Irish lenders actually pass these on to consumers. So it's really unknown whether locking into a fixed rate now is going to, in the long run, be a saving. But I mean, who knows?
Thank you very much, Sarah McGuinness from the Business Post. I see as well today the Construction Industry Federation and the Irish Home Builders Association, which is part of it, have welcomed the publication of the draft National Planning Framework, which is something we discussed with the Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien, last week. It could mean that particularly in the counties around around Dublin, that there will be a bigger degree of housing allowed in the future than is currently envisaged.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30.